Text numéro 7. Banksy captivates New York with guerrilla graffiti art blitz. Famously jaded New Yorkers are getting swept up in the hype over Banksy, the renegade graffiti artist who's leaving his mark across the city this month. Known for his anti-authoritarian black and white stenciled images, which have sold at auction for upwards of $2 million, the British street artist is treating New Yorkers to a daily dose of spray-painted art, while eluding the police and incurring the wrath of Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Graffiti does ruin people's property, Bloomberg said in a press conference on Wednesday. Reactions from other New Yorkers to the pieces have ranged from the defacing of images to offers of huge sums for walls Banksy has painted. Somebody offered me $1 million if I took down the bricks, said Jose Goya, the manager of a Williamsburg, Brooklyn building that Banksy spray-painted on Wednesday night. Goya turned the buyer down and had plexiglass placed over the Japanese-themed image of a man and woman crossing an arched bridge. Among Banksy's work so far, the image of a Ronald McDonald statue getting his red clown shoe shined, which appeared in the Bronx on Tuesday, and a livestock truck adorned with children's stuffed farm animal toys, a mobile installation Banksy calls Sirens of the Lambs. Every morning, he announces the location of each piece on his website and invites people to call a hotline for droll descriptions of the artwork's inspiration. The art is defined in part by the artist's mystique. It is still uncertain whether Banksy, who remains unidentified since emerging in England in 1993, is one artist or a group. He's sort of like Batman, a Williamsburg resident said, as he photographed the Japanese-themed stencil. No one knows who he is. He does his work under cloak of darkness, and everyone in New York is looking for him. The New York Daily News reported this week that the New York Police Department is searching for the artist to charge him with vandalism. A New York Police Department spokesman would not confirm or deny a Banksy manhunt, but said the department's vandal squad investigates all graffiti complaints. New Yorkers have flocked to Banksy's art, eager to view pieces before they are defaced or removed, possibly by rival artists or those who think Banksy's work is shallow and his fame undeserved. Among the hundreds who arrived to see Banksy's art on the Williamsburg Wall was Evan Mannell, an Australian musician visiting New York, who has rushed to 3 Banksy images. Think of it like a jazz solo, he said. Unless someone records it, it's all finished and it's over. I want to see Banksy's pieces before they're gone. Adapted from TheGuardian.com, October 2013.